Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, I'm Anna Grace Taylor and welcome to another episode of Anna and the Angels. At Christmas, this is a last show for the year and a special Christmas show because I just love this time of year. It's a time of reflection for all of us. That for many of us, it's a time to gather with family and friends and celebrate. And this can also be a time, where some of us are struggling because, you know, it tends to highlight if we're feeling lonely or missing people or grieving or perhaps we're having a particularly challenging time. So I want you to know that I celebrate with you if you're celebrating, and I also really empathize and support you if you're not having such an easy time. And I wanted to be able to acknowledge both because both are just as valid. All of our feelings are valid. And the angels want you to know that they are present with each of us at this time and always. And so I wanted to start the show with a general message to say that we are coming into the winter solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere. And it's a time when, it's the shortest day of the year, and then we're welcoming in more light. And so if you're finding yourself particularly quiet right now and, you know, perhaps questioning a lot of things and maybe even finding yourself extra emotional, please be gentle with yourself because this is part of our energy responding to the need for rest and to let go of that which no longer serves us so we can welcome in more light. And I know I've said it before, but sometimes in the challenging moments, it helps us to get clear. It helps us to let, you know, God, the angels, the universe know what it is that we don't want so that we can allow more of what we do want and we can get really clear about that too. So please honor your emotions, honor the place that you're in, and know that actually as you go through into the 21st and 22nd of December, whether you're listening live here on the 17th or perhaps you're listening after the solstice, it doesn't matter. You can just really know that you're listening at the perfect time. And if it's an opportunity for you to just let yourself off the hook and relax amongst all the festivities, please do so because really nature is calling us to do that at this time when it's really hectic out there. Actually, it's a time to go inward. It's a time to connect. Often it's a time to take care of our bodies and to really review, to make a review of perhaps what's not been working for you in the last year and the things that really have been wonderful. So, sometimes I even do that with a little list or I'll spend some time in quiet reflection of what it is that this year has taught me and the lessons, as well as all of the things that, you know, I'm also welcoming into my experience. So it can be a really powerful thing to do. You don't have to do it in any particular day. But actually, for the first time, I think, in about 20 years or so, at least, I believe. I believe it may even be 30 years or so. We have a full moon on Christmas Day. So it's an extra powerful time. And we're going in to what my friend reminded me is a 9 year, 2006, 2, 1, and 6 add up to a 9. And that is all about completion. It's also about us really living our purpose. And the number 9 has the gold energy about it. And gold is magical and abundant and rich and sparkly. I always think of that as a really beautiful color. It's the color of the divine, and I'm actually designing a new website that I hope to be available in the beginning of the year, perhaps January or February. And I really felt guided to add some gold to the site, and hearing that yesterday from my friend about it being a gold year just gave me confirmation that, you know, I was listening to my guidance about that. I often think of gold as being the divine energy, especially the angels and our guardian angels. It's a beautiful energy to really invoke, to visualize, to surround ourselves with if we are desiring to feel more connected to the angels and to our soul. It's a beautiful, beautiful color. So perhaps you can just spend a moment connecting to the gold energy. All you need to do is just set the intention of breathing in gold. You may see it if you're a visual person. You can just know that it's there. If you're someone who just is more intuitive in that way, you can even feel the gold energy around you. In fact, right now I'm feeling all these tingles up and down my body, especially my feet. So I'm obviously needing some grounding right now. It's really important that we remember that too when everything is busy, just to really feel our feet on the floor, breathe in that gold, and allow yourself to really use your breath to breathe out any of that heaviness, anything that doesn't serve you. Perhaps there's something that you're worried about. Just as you breathe out, knowing that you're not giving up, but you're simply allowing the space for miracles to occur. You're allowing yourself to let go of control or let go of the fear that something may or may not happen. Just being present to more of that gold energy. Breathing in. Good. Breathing in that gold. And setting the intention that you're perhaps breathing in that feeling that you most desire right now, whether it's peace or love or joy, perhaps an intention for this festive period or coming into the new year, that you know more than anyone what it is that you truly desire, and taking a moment to really connect to your heart there. Good. And as we do that, I wanted to remind people that I am actually taking some questions today. I'm going to be looking on my Facebook page, which is Anna Grace Taylor. If you type in that, you'll see a photo of me sitting actually with a kind of gold bronzy top there and blonde hair. And I'm going to be answering some questions in the thread there. There's a thread there asking if anyone would like to pose a question. But you can also call in for a little message. I say little because, you know, there's only 20 minutes left of the show and we want to be able to reach a few people. So it'll be a couple of minutes that we can connect with you. And please be as clear as you can with your questions. So, because the more specific you can be, then obviously we're going to be able to help you the most in this short amount of time. So the number to call is the US 323-657-1501. And I believe there's also a Skype button that you can use on the radio page there where you can connect. And as I say, if you'd prefer not to call in or you're not able to call in, you can also post a message in the radio thread on my Facebook page, which is just at the top there. So I look forward to hearing from you. Let's just go over to the Facebook page and see whether there's any questions there right now. I know some people were getting confused about what time it was, so let's see if there's any questions here. Good. No, people are just saying, oh, it's nice to hear you. So I'll thank you, everyone, for listening. Please, I encourage you, do call in. I don't always offer these chances to speak or to have angel readings, but it's my pleasure to do that for the last show of the year. Oh, we have someone on the line. Okay. So caller, area code 863. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hello, hang on one second, I dropped the phone.
That's okay. Oh dear, the caller's dropped. So she dropped the phone. So hopefully if you can call back in, we'd be happy to take your call. I did want to say, while we're waiting perhaps for her to call back in, I wanted to offer exclusively to my beautiful listeners, that those of you who are first-timers to the show, or those of you who listen regularly, if you send me an email with Radio Angels in the subject line through my website, which is Anna hyphen, which is a little dash, so A-N-N-A hyphen T-A-Y-L-O-R .co.uk, then you, and press the contact button, I will offer 30-minute readings to you for the discounted price. Instead of £30, which is about $45, I'll be offering a 20% discount to any of you listening to the show. Also, an hour is £60, which is obviously twice that amount. So if you would like some guidance, if it feels like a good time for you to have some guidance between now and the new year, we can do that for you. I'd look forward to connecting with you, and I wanted to give more of you an opportunity to do that. Either if it's your first time and you are interested in connecting with your angels, or perhaps you'd like to just give yourself a treat of another reading if you've already had one with me. So, it looks like you're back on the line. So call area code 863. Are you there now?
Yes. Can you hear
Oh,
me?
Oh, good. Bless you.
Oh, no.
Your technology decided to go.
Yeah.
Did it?
Just as you answered, it just slipped down on my hand, and then I couldn't hear it.
Oh, it's okay. I'm so glad that you called back in. How can we help you today? What's your name?
My name is Julia, and I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, lovely. Hi, Julia. Lovely to talk with you. Is it sunny over there in Florida?
Oh, it's been beautiful. I guess we're supposed to have a cold snap over the weekend, but we've had some really beautiful weather.
I know. It's such a beautiful place to be. In most times of the year, you have beautiful weather, don't you? So.
Yeah, except for when it's super humid.
I know. I was going to say either or too hot. Yes, it's like it's either warm or too hot, right? So, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
How can we help you? Did you have a particular question, Julia?
Yeah, I'm looking to move to find my own place to live. I'm temporarily living with my mom after transitioning from a divorce. And
okay.
I'm hoping the first of the year will be the time for it.
Oh, beautiful. So you're just wanting some confirmation about that?
Yeah, and anything you see around it. I'm looking maybe on the Gulf side, the Gulf Coast side of Florida.
Okay, let me just ask the angels. So say that last bit again. Sorry, Julia.
I said, I'm not sure about if that'll be the exact place I end up. I just want to be close to the water, closer to the water.
I was about to say, because I actually pulled a card for you, and it's like it must be by the water. So definitely follow your heart with that. They're saying that because your intention is so, you know, like that's a real must for you, and I really see that that is a real benefit for you because it really helps your energy and really raises your vibration, that they're saying that, not that you need to compromise on, you know, other things, because you can definitely go for the best, but they're saying that if you keep that as a priority for yourself, the other things on your list are kind of, you know, that you'll be able to see what feels better for you once you find places that are by the water, because you already know, like, that, you know, that's a place I want to be. So they're showing me the number 7 connected with it, and they just told me around a seven week period you'll definitely have, you know, you'll have not only found that place, but you'll feel really like, yes, I'm starting a new phase. So I want to say that it can absolutely happen for you in January, but also keep your mind open to February as well. So don't lose hope if you're not quite finding the right place. It's definitely worth waiting for, and it is going to be somewhere that you can really enjoy the ocean. They're saying that it's time for you to really let this be a new start for you as far as your own self-care goes, because that's been really, really important to you. And 2016 will really be, not only more flowing for you because of the water, but it will really be a time when you can start to be out in the world a bit more. Have you found yourself wanting to hibernate right now?
Yes. Yes, I've been.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so they're just wanting you to know that you're going to find, especially by springtime, that you're going to want to be more sociable, that you're going to find that you're feeling more you again, and even actually a new you. So really, it's okay for you to question things right now. It's okay for you to be asking, you know, what you want and what you're doing next. And even if it feels frustrating and a little bit unclear right now, by the time you head into February, March, it's going to be a lot easier for you to know what that is. And your move is certainly the first piece of the puzzle of that. Okay, Julia?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Whether the Gulf side or the Atlantic side, either one would be the better choice.
Okay, so Gulf, you said Gulf side or Atlantic side. Okay, so I'm just going to ask. Okay, so Gulf side or Atlantic side. Okay. You know, do you feel like the Gulf side would give you that sense of community more?
That's just it. I'm not sure. I had first been on what it's like. I'm questioning everything. That's why I wanted to ask outside of myself.
Because what they're showing me is that, you know, both are okay, but it feels like to me the Atlantic side might feel a little bit more isolating for you. So it's not wrong. It's just a little bit of a different energy. And I want to see you with your tribe. I want to see you with, you know, people that are really like you and that really feel, you know, supportive of you. So I would say, if it was me, you know, giving you guidance between one or the other, I would say the Gulf feels more supportive for you. Okay.
Oh, good, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. It was wonderful to get
you're
to talk
so welcome.
To you. Wishing you all the best for a happy new year and happy holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. And I'm wishing you lots of support and peace and abundance. And I'm going to ask the angels to find you the perfect home, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. All right, take care.
Bless you, Julia. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right, beautiful. Okay, there's another caller on the line, 928 area code. Who are we speaking to?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who am I speaking to? Hello? Oh, maybe the line is gone. Okay, I just wanted to see. Can you hear me, 928? Okay, the line has dropped. All right, so perhaps you can call back in if you would like to, caller. We still have 10 minutes of the show left, so there is time for a couple more callers if you would like to. The number is 323-657-1501. So please do call in if you have a question for your angels. It's beautiful to connect with Julia in Florida. Oh, and let me see, 928 area code, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, did the line drop? Bless you.
Yes, it did.
Who am I speaking to? Who? What's your name?
Alfina.
Alfina, oh, beautiful name. What's your question today? How can we help you?
I'm just wondering what the angels have to say about me and a person with the initials DB.
D for dog, B for bottle?
Yes.
DB, okay. All right, let's ask the angels here. DB. All right, beautiful. They're saying for you that I see a lot of happiness around this. I see a lot of, you know, joy for you. But I also see that your lack of confidence is kind of holding you back, or there's something that you're holding yourself back from for fear of it might go wrong, or, you know, like, well, what if this doesn't work? So I would say, if you're asking about whether this is a good thing for you, of course, absolutely trust your instinct, but it feels to me like your fear might be getting in the way of something good. Okay?
Well, actually, he's an ex, and he recently came back into my life. So, like, he's expressed that he wants to work things out and be together again. So I'm just, like, thinking, like, what's the outcome of that? Is that going to be...
Okay, yeah, so the energy that I'm feeling is, and that makes sense then, because you're like, wow, okay, this didn't work before, and, you know, why would it work again, and, you know, is this okay? Personally, then, I would say take your time, definitely trust your instinct, as we said, but I see, like, this could be good for you, so if you can, as much as possible, really be honest with him, you know, let your feelings be known, as far as obviously there's a lot of, you know, water under the bridge between you, but try and get to know each other as if, you know, you're starting afresh, because I do feel there's, you know, when I pull a card for you, it's all about happiness and contentment. But also there's another one about you feeling, like, unsure about it. So that would be why, right? Because you've had a lot of energy between you. But honestly, I would definitely at least hear him out, because I feel like he's in a place where he's wanting to be better. And it may be worth seeing how things go. I always say, if we're not sure, just see it as an opportunity for you to really let him show you that things have changed, and then you'll know as you're coming in. They're saying, is there a connection between him and February, or you and February? Do you have a birthday, either of you, then?
No. Neither of us have a birthday in February.
Okay, so if there's not a celebration around the birthday, then I would say that there's a light period, because they show it February to me all lit up, and so that usually means that it's highlighted in some way where you're going to be able to feel a sense of lightness, joy, celebration. So give yourself this period of time to, you know, communicate, to see how things go, and by then you're either going to feel like this is something that you really want to, you know, be involved in, or you're going to find happiness in some other way, because I feel a lot of joy around your love life. So this could be an opportunity for you just to get clear with the universe, like, hey, I don't want any more past energy, you know, around my love life. But I do see, I also see when I pull a card for you, and also see around your energy, there's like a happy family's kind of feeling to it. So just be open to that in 2016, because either with DB or someone else, you're going to really find what you're looking for this year, next year, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bless you.
Mm-hmm, you too.
All right. Bye. All right. Okay. Take care. All right, so we have a couple of minutes left of the show, and I am going to just check on the Facebook page, because I don't want to miss any questions there if we've been just on the phone lines. No, everyone has just been wanting to connect on the phone today, so that's absolutely fine. I wanted to, again, just let you know that if you would like to contact me for a private reading, either one of you has spoken to me today, or you're just listening and you'd rather not speak live in front of people, then you can do so by contacting me on my website, anna-taylor.co.uk. And as I said, if you click contact and send me a message and write Radio Angels in the subject line, you can receive a 20% discount on my usual prices. So it would usually be $45 for the half an hour session, so it's 20% off of that. So I would love to connect with you if you feel guided to do that, and it just means that we can go a little bit more in depth than we would usually on the radio, which I know can be a little daunting. The angels are saying that that, just like the last caller, that it's really important that if we feel like we haven't made, you know, such a good choice in the past, or things haven't worked out, it's certainly not, you know, saying that if something hasn't worked out, that we have to just, you know, forgive and forget and just move forward. But sometimes, you know, we all grow and learn, and it's important to really keep our eyes open to someone's behavior, but also keep our hearts open to the fact that, you know, we're learning and growing, and that we do, as we are more loving to ourselves, as we are loving more loving in our intention to ourselves and what we desire, and really being truthful about that, then we get that reflected back in all of our relationships. The angels say that the most important thing that we can do right now and always is to really decide that we're going to be kinder to ourselves, that we're going to see ourselves as we would our best friend or our most treasured loved one. And then we're more able to really kind of be much more honest and truthful about, is this kind to me? Is this supportive of me? Or is this something that I would really not want for somebody I really cared about? And so often we can give advice to other people, and yet when it comes to ourselves, particularly with love life and relationships, when we have these big connections with people, we can really lose sight of what is important and what is right for us. So I'm going to leave you with a song from my album, which is called Beautiful, and it is about reminding you of your beauty and also thanking those in your life who have been beautiful to you. You can find more details about that also on my website. But for now, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, a happy holidays, and a beautiful new year. I will be back probably in the second week of January with another show and beautiful guests for you all over the next year. So take care, everyone, and here's Beautiful.